Good afternoon, Radio Land. We're coming to you live from the Pickup Country 104.9 Irvin Studio. This is Come On Home, bringing you the people, news, and views that make Irvin, Ravenna, and Estill County Kentucky's hometown. I'm your host, Goosehead Joe. How the heck is everybody doing out there today? We got another pretty day that I hope you get to at least a little while get outside and enjoy. But we're going to jump right into it today. I'm joined in the studio live and in person, the superintendent of Estill County Schools, Mr. Jeff Saylor. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Joe. Good to be here.
All right. Well, I'm tickled to death to have you. Well, let's kind of cover the basics first. What about this weather?
Well, it's been really, if you go all the way back the entire winter, it's sort of been really mild. And, of course, now here we are in the spring stretch of things, and it's really beautiful outside. It's been very nice the last few days, and I think it's going to continue.
Hope so. Yeah, this is, we've been talking about, prom and graduation and everything. I mean, middle of May, everything's wrapped up.
Yeah, I mean, we basically have a month of school left, and most of the events, I mean, we'll have a few athletic events going on into the latter part of May and early part of June, but mm-hmm. for the most part, we'll be wrapped up here in about the next 30 days.
Well, I would imagine that the lack of snow and crazy weather, surely that made your life just a little easier.
Well, it has. There's nothing more difficult to try to make the call on whether or not to have school on a bad right. snow day. But I know Mr. Ballard, he's been really tickled to death. It's been a lot easier this year than it was last year based on the number of days we missed. So it's been a good spring semester. The only drawback would be that, you know, we have had some sickness, and
sure.
And that's caused a little bit of dip in attendance here in the spring semester. But, for the school year, our school attendance is over 94%. We're above 95% today.
Wow.
On a beautiful day like this, and our kids are in school, and that's one of the things that I've always been impressed with, that the school attendance in this county is very good. So the parents do value their children being at school and receiving an education. And hopefully, if things continue as they are right now, we're going to set a district-wide attendance record this year.
So
it's been a good year.
Yeah. Wow. I had no idea that was going on. I always get tickled, though, with the attendance banner. And kind of the rivalry that goes on with that, and the schools wanting to prove that they've got the best attendance. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's West Irvin has pretty much dominated that attendance banner over the years, and but Estill Springs has snuck in there a few times, and the middle school has. And I tell you that overall, every school in our district this year has higher attendance than they did last year. And right mm-hmm. now, we're above 94% for the year. And that's never happened before, as I said. So
yeah.
We're really looking forward to finishing the year off here with a bang, especially with testing coming up. We expect that number to go up quite a bit here during the last month of school.
Well, and I know that's a huge issue that's stressed so much with the students, is making sure that they're at school during that testing phase, and trying to get the kids all psyched up about it and ready to go. So I was talking to my daughter about it last night. She's like, oh, yeah, it's coming up. It's all good. And I was like, okay, well, good. She's ready to go.
Well, it is something that you prepare for all year long. And, of course, I've always said that attendance is the number one factor to student achievement in a school district.
Right.
And, of course, the test will take care of itself. If we're doing what we should be doing in our classrooms each and every day, the test is really a celebration time.
Right.
It's a time to celebrate what we've learned throughout the school year. It's not something that we should be looking at with dread, but it's a celebration point to be able to show that, hey, this is our growth during this past school year.
Right, a good chance to show off a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's been a while since you've been here with me on the show. You were still kind of green the last time you were here. You when you came to Estill County, you had a lot of plans, a lot of vision about the direction that you wanted to kind of steer the ship as we moved forward. And so, how do you feel that we're doing at this point in your tenure? I know that there's been a lot of changes made, But I want to give you a chance to maybe toot the horn a little bit.
Well, I'll say this, Joe, that the same vision that I had the first 2 weeks I was here that we discussed that day is the same vision that I communicate to everybody. That vision is very simple, that I believe that every child in Estill County has a destiny to do something great in their life or the lives of others.
Right.
And it's our job to find out what that child or where that child can be a benefit to our society.
Mm-hmm.
So we take full responsibility for our students. We're going to take full accountability for the fact that, you know, we have some students that are not achieving to the levels that they should be. That's well documented. And, you know, it's not something to frown on the past or to say something bad about people in the past, but we want to turn away from that. And we want to look at the fact that, you know, our mission in this school district, and it's been our mission for a long time, is that every child succeeds.
Right.
Estill County Schools, ECS, every child succeeds. And in order for us to do that, you know, we have to get our minds and we have to get our thoughts in the right place in order to be able to accomplish that. You know, back in February during President's Day, because of the light snow and everything else, we took President's Day off.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a staff meeting at the high school. And one of the things I asked every employee in this district to think about is that if our mission is that every child succeeds, then every day we need to ask ourselves, what can we do to make sure that we have helped that one child succeed?
Right.
If you're a bus driver, if you're a cook, if you're a custodian, if you're an instructional assistant, a teacher, an administrator, a principal, everything we do should be geared towards helping that child succeed. So that's what we've tried to focus on. We've done a lot of work. There's been a lot of work to create that vision, because the vision drives the work within your school district.
Sure.
So the work that we've tried to do is we've tried to focus on the fact that we've not been reaching the needs of every student.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been trying to do that in everything that we do. And as you know, just a few weeks ago, you participated in a community forum talking about what the parents and community of this school district wanted in their school system.
Right.
And we're in the process of wrapping that work up, because we're the employees of the Estill County school system, and we're the employees of Estill County.
Right.
Estill County pays for our salaries, and we need to be good stewards of that.
Mm-hmm.
I take that very seriously. You know, I've not made every decision I've made may have not been the right one at times. There's been some mistakes made along the way, but you know what? We're going to own those mistakes, and we're going to get right back in it, and we're going to try to do what we can to help every child. And I can tell you this, if you're not making a few mistakes, you're not trying.
That's right.
Because it's just a matter of having a growth mindset to the fact that, you know, Thomas Edison once said he didn't figure out 1,000 ways not to make a light bulb. He figured out 1,000, you know, it was 1,000 ways that helped him get to the process of making the light bulb. It was just steps along the process.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to continue to work every day to try to help every child. And when I say that, I do. I mean every child. This is not about a select group of students. This is not about employees' children. This is not about the politicians' children. This is about every student, no matter if they come from the richest portion of Estill County or if they come from one of the smallest, poorest areas of Estill County. We want to try to help each one of those kids achieve something positive in their life.
And that is, I mean, obviously that's the ultimate goal. And trying to keep everybody's eye on that. I could imagine that would be a constant challenge, especially, you know, you kind of get into your own, the way that your day-to-day operation, you kind of get into a groove, so to speak, and to try to make sure everybody is sort of reaching outside maybe their comfort zone or reaching outside what they normally do, and maybe reach out to a student that that maybe they don't know that well, or they haven't been able to reach out to before. That really does broaden, I guess, the perspective for every employee of the school district.
Well, you do want to put systems in place that you can follow and try to. It's a system of checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
It's about holding people accountable, holding me accountable. Ultimately, I'm accountable for what goes on in the Estill County School District. And as we move down the chain of command, then everybody is accountable to each and every person above them and below them.
Right.
So I want everybody, whether you're a teacher at South Irvin, if we have one student in May that graduates that's not reached their fullest potential, then I'm going to tell you all 420 employees of the Estill County school system is responsible for that.
Right.
And I want them to know that they're responsible for that, because how in the world do we ever create a system of accountability when we're always passing the buck to somebody else?
Sure.
And we're not going to pass the buck in this school system. We're going to take a look in the mirror, and we're going to look at ourselves and ask ourselves every day what it is that we can do better to help our children and to make the lives of all Estill Countyans better. That's what the school system's here for. The school system is the driver of economic progress in any municipality, whether it's a county, a city, state, whatever it is. Education is what will set all of us free when it comes to economic growth.
Preach on.
And, you know, it's our responsibility. That's what we're hired for. I take that responsibility very seriously. I know that I'm accountable for it, and I have five board members that hold me accountable to make sure that I'm doing the things that I need to be doing to make this school system a better system.
Nice. That was kind of a drop the mic moment right there. That was good. You've got a fan even coming through that's texted in to us that you need your own radio show, that you sound excellent.
Well, I've got a voice for radio, but I just don't have a face for TV, maybe, you know.
Oh, man. Well, if you're just joining us, I am joined by Jeff Saylor, the superintendent of Estill County Schools, and we've been kind of hitting the lay of the land. We're going to get a little bit more specific about some of the things going on. We'll take a quick break and be back after this. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. Once again, I'm joined by Estill County Schools Superintendent Jeff Saylor. And, we're kind of in awe because you kind of got on the stump there and just laid it out like it is. So I appreciate that. I like a straight shooter.
Well, I just believe that I'm passionate about what I do. And, you know, when I applied for this job and I was fortunate enough to be selected, I made a promise to the people of Estill County. And that's the way I look at it. I know that I'm employed by the people of Estill County, and I'm here at their wish. And as long as I have my time here, I'm going to spend it every day trying to make this a better school system, because I do believe that we have, again, just a moral imperative that we have to be able to reach every child that's mm-hmm. there. And I want to try to do that. And I'm always going to, you know, that's where I'm going to be found at, you know, trying to do that in any way that I can.
Well, and I know one of the big issues that you've been concentrating on is focused around communication. And there have really been quite a few steps made to make the entire district more transparent. I know you personally, you really get out there and get into the schools, get into the classrooms, and you're out in the community, you know, and at different functions and meetings, and you've made yourself very accessible, which I know a lot of superintendents aren't quite that way. That it's more of a you know, I'm going to do my job when I'm at work, but you know, when the bell rings, I'm going to the house and hiding from the public. But evidently, you're just a glutton for punishment.
Well, I don't get to go to every event. I know that sometimes, you know, everybody does have a life beyond their job. But
sure.
I do get to go to a lot of events. if I have one glaring weakness, I wish that I was in more of our classrooms on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a weakness that that I put on myself that I'm not out there a lot. I've been in a lot of classrooms and got to visit with a lot of kids. And that those are good days. Those,
sure.
When you get to spend time with the kids, the kids are usually never the problem. You never have to really deal with kids that are issues. So I enjoy being in classrooms and wish I could spend more time there and need to spend more time there. It's definitely one of the things that I need to work on. I know it's one of my growth areas in terms of my evaluation with the school board. And so I will concentrate on that and try to do a better job with that. But I do, I can tell you this, I sing the praises of Estill County everywhere I go, and I do deliver that vision of what our vision is for our school district and what our for every child that we have. So this is my adopted home.
Right.
You know, I was given an opportunity here that I wasn't given in my own school district. And, you know, to pick up after a 30-year career in the same school district and move somewhere and basically start over in terms of getting to know people, getting to know parents and community members, and it's not been an easy thing, but I can tell you I've never felt more welcome in my life anywhere, and I'm glad to call this area my home.
Well, excellent. We're glad to have you, no doubt about it. Well, let's jump right into I guess current events. A lot of buzz has been going on around town, and again, this is not not something that's you haven't tried to hide it. You've been trying to get everything out there in front of everybody, but a whole lot of folks do have questions, and I know you're more than happy to answer them. Let's talk about the nickel, as it's I guess lovingly referred to. Officially, I guess it's the recallable nickel. Let's just kind of start at the beginning there and just let everybody know what is the recallable nickel.
Well, as you know, back in 1990 was the Education Reform Act, and part of that act put a lot of financing in place in terms of how school districts raise money in mm-hmm. order to support themselves. Part of that was through the local levy of taxes. And, of course, we go back for as long as we can go back, there's been a local levy of taxes for the school district within each community.
Right.
So, but in 1990, there was a process put in place that, first of all, every school district in the state of Kentucky right now already puts a nickel into the building fund out of the local property taxes that they collect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's by law. So each year we put about $271,000 of our collected local property taxes, and it goes into the building fund.
He talks with his hands a lot.
Yeah, so I've hit the microphone here. So that money goes into the building fund, and that's what supports funding for school construction.
Right.
Well, as you know, in 1990, that's now been, 30-some years ago?
Yeah.
You know, or close to 30 years ago. So, we know that construction has went up. The cost of things has went up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What's happened is, and what you're seeing across this entire state, that required nickel no longer funds the facility needs of local school districts.
Sure.
And so thus, in the infinite wisdom of this law, it was put into place that school districts could levy what's called the recallable nickel, which would be an additional nickel that would help support facility construction. And it is simply, it's a part of the assessment of the local property tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a payroll tax. It's not a tax on motor vehicles. It's simply on real and personal property that people own. So it's only the property owners in Estill County that this tax would affect.
Right.
But what would happen would be is that this nickel, extra nickel, would be an extra $271,000 that would go into the school building fund.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the beauty of this thing is that if the community then gets behind the school system and supports them, then the state then matches that nickel. And they don't match it dollar for dollar. They match it approximately $2 for every dollar collected. In our particular case, it's up over $500,000+. It's for every dollar of tax that's collected for the nickel, the state will give us $2.10 to go along with that. So what it does is it increases the district's ability to bond construction projects.
Right.
And that money can only be used for facility construction and maintenance of facilities. It doesn't pay the superintendent's salary. It doesn't give employees a raise. It doesn't do any of those things. It only goes for facilities and to support new facilities and renovation of facilities.
Right. And just to reiterate that, the money raised, so for every dollar that this recallable nickel raises in Estill County, the state will match it with over $2.
Yes.
So, yeah,
the
that's
exact
crazy.
Numbers. And the PowerPoint is out there. It's on our website. You can see the exact PowerPoint that we're looking at today. It's on our website. It's on our Facebook page. It's on Twitter. It's been emailed to all of our employees. But the exact numbers is that if our nickel would be $271,223, and the minute that money goes in the account, once the legislature equalizes that nickel, it becomes they put an additional $568,413 with it. So it's over $750,000 then per year that then would fund construction in our school district.
Well, and let's back up just a little bit on this. Now, obviously, and we'll get into more specifics with our school facilities, but everybody knows there's a lot that needs to be done. And, you know, as far as getting anything new, that's even more of a stretch. But right now, what is, with no changes in anything, what is the bonding capacity of our school district?
Our bonding capacity now is a little bit under $4 million.
Until when?
2032.
Yeah. So pretty much any sort of facilities, upgrades, maintenance, these kind of things, got $4 million to cover for the next 15 years.
That's correct.
That's kind of a pinch there.
Especially when we have some major needs out there in our school system. First one, and the first and foremost, I would tell you that I know that everybody in this county, we talked about the new career tech facility. And,
right.
Of course, we're in the second round of funding or trying to in the second grant funding process.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we would hope to hear good news from that. But even to me, that's not our number one priority in our school district. We've got a school at Estill Springs that needs a new heat and air system that is not even operating at full capacity right now. We've had to spend some major money this spring just to get the thing back up and going.
Right.
And it's about a $2.5 million to $3 million project. Well, just imagine if that's pretty much going to take what bonding potential we have. And, you know, we might be able to Band-Aid that thing and keep it going for another couple of years. But what we're doing in the process is we're spending money that we should be spending on educating our kids to keep an old HVAC system
right.
up and going. So at some point in time, you know, the thing's going to go out.
Right.
And we're going to have to address that. And that one project pretty much spends the entire amount of money that we have in our school district.
For 15 years.
Yeah. The other major weakness on our current buildings is that we have a middle school now that's a little bit over 20 years old that is going to need a new roof in some near future.
Right.
And you're talking about a roof that's going to cost you somewhere around $1 million. So just those two projects right there will spend every dime that we have.
Right.
And then you have nothing for the next. And those both of those things that have to happen in the next 2 to 5 years.
Sure.
So then the following 10 years, you don't have any bonding potential per se that you can even count on in this district to do anything.
Right. It's funny you talk about the middle school being 20 years old. We still all call it the new middle school. You know, but it, I mean, stuff wears out, you know, just like it does at home. And these are very real needs. You know, and I've heard a few old timers. You talk about, you know, air conditioning in the school buildings. Well, when I was a kid, we didn't have air conditioning, we'd be fine. But it's not just air. You got to have heat. Yeah. You know, that's just one of those basic things. But you talk about, you know, the 4 million going up through 2032. That's what we've got if nothing happens. If the recallable nickel goes through, has the support from the community, what are we looking at then?
Well, if the recallable nickel, if the community, if, of course, it'll take a vote by the Board of Education, first sure. of all. The board has not done that yet. The board did authorize me to go out and start talking to people about the nickel, and I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not going to hide anything. I'm not going to try to put anything under in the darkness of night. We're right. going to be up front and tell everybody what we're doing. Hopefully here in the next couple months, we're going to talk about it at the board meeting this coming Thursday night, and maybe sometime in May. If our board feels like it, then we're going to have a serious discussion then about whether or not we move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And if the board moves forward and the people will support us and support what we're trying to do for our kids, and that's first of all, Joe, let's say this is simply about the kids. This isn't about any employee that's going to get something for this. Adults aren't going to get any. The only thing that adults are going to get is you're going to get a first-class school system when it comes to school facilities.
Right.
Something that everybody in this community can be proud of. You know, when we talk about our community, we talk about the economics. You've heard me talk about in several meetings that this past year we lost 100 students
yes.
from our school district. Now, that's because of the economy. It's because of different things. But I ask you, what do we have that says we're going to move to Estill County because they have great school facilities, they have a good education system, there's opportunity here? See, this is about opportunity, and it's about opportunity for our kids. You know, our youngest kids, our preschool and kindergarten kids, and now next year our preschool kids, are in a building that was built in 1960.
Right.
And the board had to do some work. Yes, the board spent $1 million at South Urban, but, you know, it had to have a roof.
Yeah.
You know, the roof was bad. It had to have a roof. They needed room in the kitchen. And that building is not going to go to waste if we move forward with our facility plan. There are plenty of uses for that building. We're not going to go out here and sell it for $25,000 to somebody to make a barn out of it, because
right.
the school system needs to keep that facility, and it has a lot of purpose for the future. So, you know, this is about being able to say, when there's a young family here that, yes, we've got a good, we've just talked about working on the academics of our school system and working on holding people accountable and making sure that every child succeeds. That's the first part. The next part is having first-class facilities for them to be able to go to every day. And when we look at, okay, you got a school at Estill Springs that needs heat and air. You've got middle school and high school has some terrible parking situations and traffic pattern problems in the mornings and afternoons that needs to address. You've got a brand new facility at West Urban that needs additional parking and needs a playground.
Right.
That the past administration and the past board wasn't able to do, because there wasn't enough money then to complete the project
sure.
exactly the way that it should have been done.
Right.
So there's all kinds of needs out there. And what you want to do when a family comes here and say, yeah, look at that. Look at that school. Look at how nice it is. And look at where their improvement is in their test scores. You know, Estill County is a nice place to live. Estill County has a lot to offer us. And then we can start drawing people back to our community, whether there's jobs here or not. People will live somewhere and drive to work if they have opportunity for their kids. And what everybody, if everybody knows anything about the census numbers, is that Estill County was projected to be right at 14,000 people by the end of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Most recent numbers coming out of our courthouse indicate that we may already be below 14,000 people. And that's 3 years ahead of time. So we're losing population. And we can continue to do what we're doing, or at some point in time, we've got to step out in faith and make an investment in our community and make an investment in our kids. And there's no better place to make an investment in our children. They are the future of this county and the future of this area.
You're exactly right. And you're speaking directly to a point that I like to bring up any chance I get, and very few folks are talking about it. But with that drop in school enrollment, that was what, $400,000?
Over $400,000 for us.
That the district lost in funding because of that drop in enrollment. And it's not just that. You know, as folks are moving out of the community, then that's tax base that's gone. As our population gets older, the people that are here, and they're claiming homestead exemption, and not holding that against anybody, because I hope that it's still there when I get there.
That's right.
But it's still a fact of the matter that that's lowering the tax rolls. Well, in order to make compensating rate or whatever, then everybody else's taxes are going to have to go up. We have to do something to attract people to want to come here and live. And investing in our school facilities, and then it's kind of passing the ball on to you and to all the faculty and staff to get our district to that elite level where everybody is pointing at us and saying, we want our kids to be there, and then actually moving here and making that conscious decision, because that's community development, it's economic development, it's just helping us to grow as a community.
Yeah, that's right. It's a cycle.
Yeah.
It is a cycle that just keeps spiraling downward, and at some point in time, you got to put the brakes on.
Right.
And you got to say, stop. We've got to do something different. And, you know, that's where I'm coming from. This is an investment in the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that $400,000 loss, you think, well, the school system, we can handle that. But you know how we handled that? We've cut 10 jobs.
Right.
There'll be 10 fewer jobs in the Estill County school system next year than there are today. And if we lose 50 more next year, that's going to translate into 4 or 5 more jobs. So the next thing you know, like I said, it's just a never-ending cycle.
Right.
That just keeps going downward. So at some point in time, how do we make an investment? How do we turn this thing? And I think your question was right before I got onto this, you know, talking about how this cycle works was, okay, what does this mean? What does the nickel mean for this? The moment that it passes, and if the people allow it to stand,
mm-hmm.
and that's why it's called recallable, because you can circulate a petition. If there's enough names on a petition, then it would go to a recall election.
Right.
So the voters ultimately would decide whether or not they wanted to support or not support. And we're starting to see more and more communities step up and support their school district. Just happened in Menifee County this past January that they had a special called election, and the people in Menifee County said, that's enough. We need a new elementary school. We don't have the money. We're not getting the support from the state, because I'm going to tell you right now, the days of having your hand out for an open handout is over with.
Right.
The state wants to see communities that are willing to step up and say, we'll do this. Can you help us? And that's what the nickel's all about. We'll give you a dollar. You give us $2.10 to go with it. We can do a lot with that.
Exactly, because now we have skin in the game.
We have skin in the game, and if you've got skin in the game, then people's going to be willing to support you. You know, a lot of times, you know, you talk about if it's as simple as giving money to a beggar.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, if you hand them money, you don't know what it is, but don't just hand them money, you know, if you're going to do something for them. Bring them in. Take them to the restaurant. Sit down with them. Have a meal with them. You know, try to communicate with them. But, you know, most of them won't want to do that.
Right.
Because they're looking for the handout. They don't want to really have an improvement to see how they can improve their life. That's what this is about. This is not about, just give us a handout and we'll be okay. This is, we're willing to do our part. Now, will you help us? And the state's willing to do it, and this is the mechanism that they've done that by. And immediately, if the 4% tax increase, or not the 4%, but if the nickel went into effect this coming year,
mm-hmm.
yes, our taxes would go up this coming year. But at that very moment, we have $9 million to
right.
bond.
Right.
That very moment. And then the legislature will meet next spring. And every year since this has passed, the legislature has equalized the recallable nickel. If they equalize the nickel next spring, then we will have somewhere in the neighborhood of $16 to $17 million to do some of the construction projects that we need to do.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, we probably have over $20 million of unmet need.
Sure.
But $16 million is better than the 3.5 that we have
right.
now.
That's a heck of a lot closer. Oh man, we're going to get more into kind of some of the specifics of what these facility needs are that hopefully we can meet as we move forward. But we're going to take a quick break and check the weather and thank the sponsors, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Come On Home. You're listening to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe, and I'm joined by Jeff Saylor, the superintendent of Estill County Schools, and we've been talking about the nickel that so many folks around town are buzzing about. Well, let's jump into kind of where we are in relation to other districts.
Well, Joe, as I said, again, this PowerPoint's available for anybody that wants to go to our website. You can see the PowerPoint, and it has all the information. And this is the current tax rates as of this school year. You can see that Estill County currently ranks 145th out of 173 school districts in the state. That means that our tax rate is the 28th lowest out of the 123 districts,
right.
or 173 districts that is in the state of Kentucky. Our current tax rate is at 45.4 cents per $100 of evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
And if the nickel was to pass and the community accepted it, then this, of course, now is a projected rate of 51.3 cents. And that's based on last year's numbers. It could actually be lower than 51.3 cents, but let's just say if it is 51.3 cents, then we would still be 118th in the state in terms of our current tax structure. And we're still one of the lowest 10 in this area of the state,
right.
in terms of the support, local support for school districts.
Sure.
And one thing that always gets brought up is everybody wants to know, and you'll see in this PowerPoint that they project that the nickel is actually 5.9 cents. And people don't understand, well, a nickel's 5 cents. Why is it 5.9?
Right. Right.
Well, the fact of the matter is that no school district collects 100% of the taxes, or does any municipality
sure.
collect 100% of the taxes that are due them. And, of course, we go through processes by which we try to collect delinquent taxes. But what the state does is they want to make sure that you collect enough money to pay for the $271,000 that has to be transferred into the building fund.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure you collect enough money in order that you don't take away from the rest of your property tax revenue that's already going to instruction and those types of things. So that's why in Estill County, it's actually about 5.9 cents, which means that it's about, if you had a $100,000 home, then that means your taxes would go up $59 this coming fall.
Right.
For this school year.
And that's the term is the equivalent nickel?
The equivalent nickel.
Right.
And again, it all has to do with the fact that nobody collects 100% of the taxes
sure.
that are due them.
And again, that's just the state making sure if they're going to come in and match you, they want to make sure that you're covering what you said you were going to raise.
Yeah, without taking away from money that's already going to current programs that
right.
are in place. Because if we had to, let's say we only collect $200,000 of that, which is not heard of, it's going to be more like $250,000 is what we're going to collect.
Right.
So that other $21,000, it's not collected. They don't want us to say, well, that means we're going to have to cut a bus driver.
Right.
You know, because we don't have that money in our budget. So they want to make sure that you collect enough that it doesn't impact anything that you're currently paying for.
Sure. And that really does make sense. It's kind of a little convoluted to try to explain, but the idea is pretty simple.
So that's, yes.
That's good. Okay. You already mentioned somebody that has $100,000 in property, you know, you're looking at an additional $59 a year. Somebody that has $1 million in property here in Estill County, that's an extra $590, which if you've got $1 million worth of property, that's really not that much when you're talking about the investment that we're making in the kids.
Well, again, that's what we got to keep the focus on here. The focus is that each dollar that this tax rate, it goes to the kids.
Right.
It's not going to anybody else. It's going to the kids and the facilities that they go to every day. And the average home value in Estill County is $65,000. And it'll show you that in the table that's in the PowerPoint. And that means the average person, if you own a $65,000 piece of property, your taxes would increase $38.35. And Joe, I would say this. I know there's going to be some people that's going to say, of course, I moved here. And of course, everybody knows that I married a young lady from Wolf County, Gwen. And
he's real proud of her, too.
Yeah. And well, I have plenty of reason to be. And she already had a home here.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody knows, and if you don't know, I'm telling you right now, I live 2 miles in Powell County. I live up on top of Furnace Mountain, and it's a great place. We're up in the country, but it just happens to be 2 miles into Powell County. So there's going to be some people out there who say, well, it's easy for the superintendent of schools to walk in here and say, well, we're going to raise your taxes when he doesn't have to pay this same tax. Well, I'll be the first to tell you right now, our house is not assessed at what it's valued at, but our house is about $160,000 home.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take the equivalent nickel to that, it's about $94.40. And the day that this passes and goes into effect, I will write the Estill County School System a check for $94.40 to pay my part of the recallable nickel, so that anybody that is going to pay an increase in taxes, they're not in this game alone. I'm the superintendent here. I draw my check here. I pay my vehicle tax in Estill County.
Mm-hmm.
My vehicle's tagged in Estill County. It didn't make a whole lot of sense for us to buy a house, though, when she already owned one.
Sure.
But I will pay my portion, which is a little over $94, and I will write that check. So, and I have no problem writing that check because, again, I know where it's going.
Right.
It's going for our kids that we need to be out here supporting.
Well, you heard that here. I mean, put your money where your mouth is, right?
I just think it's only right. I'm asking the people to do it. I've always Mike Tate, of course, the superintendent over Powell County. We kid a lot. Mike lives here in Estill County, and he's the superintendent in Powell County.
Right.
I live in Powell County. I'm the superintendent over here. We sort of talk about the fact that we have a reciprocal agreement. He pays all the taxes over here, and I pay his taxes over there.
Sure.
But I just think that I don't want people to use that as a grinding stone to get out here and say, well, he doesn't live here.
Right.
I'll put my money in the game, everything else. I'll make an investment in our kids.
Right.
And I technically don't have to, but I'll do it because I know that it's the best thing for our kids.
Right. Right. Okay. There you go. I mean, it's been out over the airwaves and streaming on the internet, and it'll be saved for posterity. So don't be surprised if it runs on the crawl on CNN later on.
I doubt that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some specifics. Now, I know I imagine none of this is set in stone, but these are the priorities that have already been kind of adopted, correct?
Yes, the priorities for construction in this school district is put together by the district facility planning committee.
Okay.
So that's already taken place. Now, we did meet back in the spring to change some priorities because we wanted to move kindergarten from South Urban to Estill Springs, and we had to reconvene that committee. It's called the Local Planning Committee, LPC, the Local Planning Committee. And, of course, they create the district facility plan. So this is the plan that's been adopted by the school district as their construction needs for the next 4 years.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, number one, and we've already made reference a few times, but we got Estill Springs.
Estill Springs right now, as I said, if we did nothing else at Estill Springs, we need about $3 million to do an HVAC project.
Right.
Ultimately, what would be the part of the local planning committee's decision would be that we would do a renovation at Estill Springs to include the HVAC system, but we'd also would do an addition that would provide enough space to bring preschool to Estill Springs as well. And if we did that, of course, ultimately that would mean that South Irvin would close as a school center. But again, I've already stated that that school building needs to be kept by the school district because it has a lot of needs it can meet for sure. Our school district. But if you did that entire project to do the addition and to renovate the current facility, you're looking at about $8 million.
That's it's a good chunk of change. And like you said, I mean, with what you currently have available, you can't even touch that.
No, you can't come close. That's.
I think it was neat that you're looking at doing a geothermal system at Estill Springs.
Well, it's geothermal is the way to go if you're going in terms of energy conservation, and it's the going thing. And I mean, it's being a good steward of the money.
Yeah.
Yes, it costs you a little bit up front, but the savings that a geothermal system creates is paid for just a few years after the system is put in place.
Right.
And then, of course, everything that you save on utility bills. Here's the good thing about doing or having new construction or having renovated facilities. The money that we're spending on electricity and gas and water and the money that we're spending on maintenance and upkeep of those old buildings when they're renovated and become new again, that money then goes back into the general fund.
Right.
And it pays for instructional programs for our kids. So you're no longer having to spend money that was intended for instruction of students to upkeep old buildings.
Right.
The facility money takes care of the buildings, and the instructional money to seek funding coming down from the state takes care of the needs that our kids have in the classroom. And it does help that, you know, yes, at some point in time, our employees deserve a raise.
Sure.
Our employees haven't had a raise here. They've had a 2% raise over the last 8 years.
Right.
We know what inflation has done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you attract good teachers and you attract good employees by the salaries that you pay. So if we can save the money that we're now taking out of the general fund and spending on these older facilities, then we can not only improve the education that's going on in our classrooms every day, we can also afford to give our employees raises and to attract better employees and to pay those employees that are sitting there working their hind ends off every day for the same amount of money. Well, they're working for less today than they were working for 8 years ago.
Exactly.
And I can tell you, we have good employees in this school system.
Yes, sir.
We have very good employees in this school system, and I'm proud of the job that they do. Yes, all of us need to grow, and all of us can do a better job, but now we have hardworking people, and they deserve to be treated fairly as well.
Definitely. Now, and I want to just echo what Mr. Saylor was talking about. I really encourage you to download this PowerPoint. It's got some great stuff in it. Kind of the mock-ups, the architectural renderings of, well, first of all, what Estill Springs will look like once all these renovations and everything are done, just kind of how the layout of the school will be. It's really cool because when you start to wrap your mind around how things would change, not just with that building, but with the if for any of you who have ever had students at Estill Springs, the parking situation and the pickup and drop off and all that, streamlining all that to where it's not quite the headache that it currently is. But that's it's a really big deal. So you can they got it on Facebook. They've posted the link on Twitter. It's Estill County Board of Education. Their website is estill.kyschools.us. That's the easiest way to get there, and it's easy to find. So okay, so Estill Springs getting that all taken care of, about an $8 million roughly project, and then one. A project that's near and dear to my heart, especially when you're talking about economic development here in Estill County, we got the Career and Tech Center.
Yeah, and that Career and Tech Center, again, we've just applied for the second round of funding. We were one of the last eliminated the last time for the $10.5 million grant that we're asking for. And we have a need for career and tech education here in
Definitely.
this county. And not only for our students at the high school, but also for the adults
right.
that need additional training as well. A lot of people know, already know a lot about the Career and Tech facility, but what we saw in the last round of funding was that if you were requesting the total request, that the state came back and they awarded about 50% of that grant amount.
Right.
So if you look at the, again, the PowerPoint, that is about a $10.5 million facility that would have to be built. And I guess the biggest thing about that already is that we've already committed $2.5 million towards that. Now, again, that $2.5 million that we committed is the $4 million that we have, or the $3.5 million that we have.
Right.
So with that being said, they still only funded these things at about 50%. So honestly, if we were fortunate enough to get money, we're probably looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 to $6 million. Well, if we only have $4 million or less than $4 million,
right,
you can see that the numbers don't add up.
Sure.
We would have $9 million to build a $10.5 million building. So what's going to happen there is then we're going to have to decide, we're going to have to accept something less than what we need.
Yeah. Start cutting programs.
We're going to have to start cutting programs, cutting the building,
mm-hmm,
cutting back services to our people, and then we're not going to get what we deserve.
Right.
So with the nickel, we will more than have enough money to complete this project and to make it a reality. It's been talked about long enough.
Right.
We need to make it a reality. And I would be the first to tell you, my first priority would be Estill Springs.
Sure.
As far as me as the superintendent.
Yeah.
If we were going to have to spend money tomorrow. But this Career and Tech Center, I believe, is important. If you want to talk about the most important economic driver that the school system can do for this county, it's this Career Tech facility. And so hopefully we will be able to be successful in our grant process. But even if we are, we're going to need additional money in order to complete that facility.
Right, right. Well, and just to give you just the high points, I'm talking about labs for advanced manufacturing, construction and trades, transportation and logistics. Then you got business and information technology, that's IT, nursing and health services, technology and engineering. Every, you know, STEM, that's where it's at. That's where all the jobs of the future, in tech and engineering and computer science, and then also some more adult education space.
And our board has already made a huge commitment, Joe, towards technology in our school system.
Mm-hmm.
We, as part of our four-year strategic plan, we started putting back $120,000 per year. We're going to hire our first technology teacher this year and start ensuring that every student knows how to properly use a computer.
Right.
And within 4 years, every student, grades 6 through 12, is going to have a computer, a one-to-one device, provided by the school system that they can use and as part of their instructional experience that they have at our schools.
Right.
And we're looking at even adding an additional teacher the following year and beginning the technology program ourselves. So our board is already making somewhere in the neighborhood of close to $180,000 investment each of the next 3 years to begin that program. So it will just lead into that Career and Tech program with that STEM initiative.
Oh yeah. And it's amazing. It's really, you hear a lot of conversation about, not teaching kids nowadays what they need to know to be employable. Well, this is directly in that vein of teaching the kids what they need to know in order to really make it in life.
And I think the highlight of that Career Tech facility also is to bring the adult ed program there.
Mm-hmm.
That we want that to be a training facility for adults.
Right.
We want our adults to know that we know that there's a need and we're willing to provide the facility to help them with that need.
Right. It's amazing. I mean, a true community school facility, and that's awesome. Yeah, I've been pining over us not having a Career and Tech Center for a long time, and I applaud you for really trying to lead that charge. to get us there. Whatever way we need to go, we'll get there. Okay. Out at the high school and the middle school. A lot of things that need to be sort of redone and reorganized.
Well, I tell you, the biggest need at the high school and middle school is the traffic pattern.
Yeah.
Parents, you know, the first few weeks of school, and
it's insane.
I mean, it's insane, but you know, and basically, it's not the fact that it gets a whole lot better, it's just the fact that everybody gets a little bit more patience,
right?
You know, and the fact that those two schools are connected, their driveways are connected, and some
right.
things, there's some things that needs to be corrected. I don't know if everybody realizes, but there has now been 6 phases of renovation done on Estill County High
it
School.
It seems like it's been going on forever.
And it's been done a little bit at a time because the school system could only do what they had the money to
exactly.
do. So they've had to do it a little bit at a time. You know, my proposal is, with the nickel, let's finish that doggone thing.
Exactly.
Let's finish it. Let's make it a first-class facility that it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that, yes, we can address athletic facilities
right.
and some of our other facilities that goes along with some of our career tech programs and safety features and youth service center there at the high school.
Right.
There are some little issues that just we've not been able to take care of them because we've not had the money.
Sure.
And, you know, that I don't want anybody to think, as I said, I would tell you right now, and I'm an athletic guy. I coach football. I coach track. I love athletics. But now I'm going to tell you, the athletic facilities is the last priority that I would have as superintendent.
Sure.
But if we've got the money to do it, I think our kids deserve it. And when we start talking about doing renovations at a football stadium, then everybody thinks, well, they're just trying to take care of football. Well, the fact of the matter is, we've got elementary football, little league football. We've got middle school football. We've got a boys and girls soccer program. We've got soccer programs that
They're
compete
great.
For regional titles
yeah.
every year.
Amazing.
And 2 years ago, last year, my first year here, our girls were fortunate enough to win the region, and we were supposed to host the state semifinal soccer match. Now, you're talking about a state semifinal soccer match. You're down to the last few teams in the state of Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and we have to go to Madison County and host it on somebody else's field because we do not have the facility.
Right.
That's unheard of. You shouldn't have to do things like that.
Right.
We should be able to provide for our kids that they don't have to do that. We've got an award-winning band that can't hold a competition because we don't have a facility to host it.
Yep.
And they've talked to Eastern Kentucky University. Yeah, they'll let us rent the facility, but it'll cost us so much money it becomes cost prohibited for them to go down there and try to host a competition.
Right.
They shouldn't have to go somewhere and host a competition. And we all know what we have when we deal with our softball and baseball field and the lack of facilities there and the hardships that it creates, not only on our players but on our fans. We can correct all those things in this. But again, like I said, it would be the last priority of mine that those things would happen, but I think they're important.
Definitely. It's a point of pride for the community when you can show them off.
Because what other events, if you're talking about, people don't go to a lot of events, but they do go to athletic events.
Right.
And, you know, we've got a track out there that kids can't even run. The public, it's not even safe for the public to go out there and really walk on that track.
Right.
With some of the issues that it has. You've got 4 tennis courts that if you're good enough that you can avoid the cracks, the 3-inch cracks that's in the tennis court, then you don't need to be playing in Estill County anyway. You need to be playing somewhere else. I mean, our kids just deserve first-class facilities,
yeah.
and this would allow us to do that. And, of course, at the middle school, the traffic is one of the issues, but then the roof at the middle school is also
right.
a huge deal. This project would run anywhere from $3 to $5 million based on exactly what we could do and what kind of money we had at
sure.
that time.
Sure.
And that basically would be the 3 things that you'll see that's mentioned in this document.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest other issue, as I said, West Irvin does need additional parking. They need
they
a new playground. The middle school, as everybody knows, there are some stability issues there that we may have to address at some point in time. I'd hate to think we get to the point that we just don't have money that we couldn't address them if we needed to. And at some point in time, we would have to look at the bus garage and something like that. And everybody says, well, they want to build a new central office. You'll notice that you don't even find a central office in this facility. We're here at the old the middle school building, the old high school building, I guess. Right. And it's served a lot of purposes throughout the years, and it's perfectly fine for a central office. Matter of fact, I think probably most of the people out there would kill you if you talked about taking them somewhere else and putting them in a smaller office. You know, it's just a good facility. It's got a few issues, but, you know, it meets the needs of our school system, so that in no means is something that we want to do at this time.
Right.
So those are our major projects, and that's what we would do with the money, and that's you know, and that's the only thing the money could be spent for.
Right. Yeah. There's no slush fund there. You're not getting a special executive superintendent's indoor swimming pool at central office or anything like that.
No.
Not this go around. Maybe the next. but again, I encourage you go over to estill.kyschools.us. You can go to the Estill County Board of Education Facebook, look them up on Twitter. This document is not hard to find, and pretty much everything we've gone over today has been in that document. If you have further questions, anything like that, I know that Mr. Saylor is more than happy to answer those for you. And as we move forward, this really is an investment. It's kind of like, you know, it's crowdfunding, basically. This is something that we're asking everybody in the community to step up and fund nicer facilities, more usable facilities for not just the kids in our community, but everybody.
You know, Joe, the people of Estill County, they have a long history of stepping up in a time of need.
You're right.
You know, I was very impressed, and I hope you've got just a minute.
Yeah.
I was very impressed when I was able to go out and go to Carhartt and sit down with William Hardy and talk about the history of Carhartt and why Carhartt is here in Estill County today. And right after the Depression, or during the Depression, Carhartt was basically going under.
Yep.
And they came to the people of Estill County and said, if you'll help us build a factory here, then we will be a presence in your county, mm-hmm. and we will provide jobs. And the people of Estill County at that time, coming out of the Depression, or still at the end of the Depression,
right,
raised $30,000 to build that facility.
Yeah, nickels and dimes.
Nickels and
had.
Dimes. I mean, having yard sales and bake sales and everything else. And even at the end, when it got right down to the very end and they was told they needed $30,000, and the Carhartt people said, we're appreciative. We don't want you to think that we're trying to put you on the hook. But we've went back to the drawing board, and it looks like we're going to have 35. And they gave them an additional couple of weeks. The people came together, and they came up with the $5,000.
Yep.
And look at what the history of Carhartt has been. We're talking about a major company in this country,
mm-hmm.
that's located basically almost world headquarters right here in Irving, Kentucky.
Right.
That they have honored that commitment. The people of Estill County stepped up to the plate, and Carhartt has honored that commitment throughout the years to be a presence here in this community.
That's right.
And we're glad to have them. And there's other examples.
Yeah, the hospital.
The hospital
another
is
good
another
yeah.
good example of the people of Estill County. So we have a long history of doing that. I'm just asking the people now, let's think about our kids. This is all about the kids. Let's take the adults out of the equation, and let's do what's best for kids. And what's best for kids, that they have the best facilities that we can provide them. And that's what's best for kids.
And because we're worth it.
We're worth it. Our kids are worth it. They deserve to have the same facilities that any other child in this state has. And I know that the people of Estill County, when you sit down and you start looking at it, I mean, can you come up with the extra $30 or the extra $50 or the extra $100? Just know what it's going to.
Right.
It's going to, it may be that it's, the children that's going through this school system, maybe there may be a doctor out there that's going to find the cure for the next type of cancer. There may be that person out there that could go to the career and tech center that could become the next Steve Jobs when it comes yes. to technology. All the abilities here. there's all kinds of ability here. I mean, we've got a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, a Backstreet Boy. We've got doctors exactly right. and lawyers and school administrators. Listen, the people of Estill County, we have something to offer not only our own community, but the people of Estill County. We may do something here that could change the world.
Exactly right.
So that's how we have to look at it. And just remember, it's about the kids and nothing else.
That's exactly right. You need to carry around a microphone to drop, because that's just the way you pitch stuff. I love it. One more thing that I want to point out is we've been over the big priorities as far as facilities go that the district is looking at. But with some of these things, talking about Estill Springs, talking about some of the things with the middle school and what have you, that really there are more millions of dollars worth of pressing needs than what the district has available. So if the community did not get behind the recallable nickel, there could be, the school board may be forced just in the next 2, 3, 4 years to have to raise taxes anyway without getting any match from the state.
That's true, Joe. I mean, the school district every year has the ability to take the 4% tax increase, just like every municipality
sure.
in this, every taxing district within this county does. So the school district can take the 4%, which is not subject to recall.
Right.
The only problem with taking the 4% is that when you take the 4%, in our district, it would equate to about $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say next year the district raised taxes 4%. It'd be $80,000 worth of revenue. That's all you get. You get $80,000.
Right.
You get nothing to match it. It's just basically out of pocket.
Right.
So it's going to take us 3 or 4 years to start raising enough money that we can put then just general tax money in the building fund.
Right.
And we're going to have to put it there anyway.
Right.
We're going to have to do something with these facilities. And again, it's not going to be, there's going to be a handout coming down the road. So if we're going to raise taxes, why would we not do the nickel tax and get a match?
Exactly. A 2-to-1 match.
A 2-to-1 match. A better than 2-to-1 match.
Yeah.
That's basically the state saying, here, we're giving it to you. Take
right.
it. Because I can tell you, if we raise taxes 4% for each of the next 4 years,
mm-hmm.
it will cost you almost 8 cents to raise taxes 4% the next 4 years will be an 8% tax increase instead of a 5.9. It will cost you more money and you get no match.
Right.
To me, it's a no-brainer. It's economics 101. If I can raise a dollar and get two, or if I'm going to raise a dollar and have to raise another dollar and raise another dollar and raise another
right.
dollar
right.
in order to match it, then do I want to pay for it all myself, or do I want the state helping us? Because I'm going to tell you this, state's going to match it. They always have.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, they're going to match it. My opinion may not mean anything. I may get proved wrong. But if we don't get it, somebody else is going to get it.
Right.
So Menifee County just raised theirs. Guess what? They're going to be equalized. They're going to get their money.
Mm-hmm.
You just saw where Georgetown, Scott County, they just
right.
passed a recallable nickel without a recall petition. They're going to get their money.
Right.
Bell County, the district that I came from, passed a recallable nickel
mm-hmm.
without a petition. They got their money. They got recall. They no recall, no petition presented. They got their match. And they have $21 million of new construction that's being completed. So, I mean, somebody's going to get it.
Right.
So it's just a matter, do we want to receive the match, or do we want to have to do it all on the backs of our taxpayers? And I don't think that we want to do that.
No, right.
Let's return some of the state taxes we pay back to this community.
Yeah, exactly. Because, yeah, we're paying those too, so we might as well try to get some back.
We might as well get it back.
Because somebody will if we don't.
That's right. And over the next 20 years, we'll get back over $10 million.
Right. Wow. Well, I will encourage you again, go to estill.kyschools.us and download this PowerPoint. It's a really neat presentation. It answers the vast majority of any questions you might have. And I know Mr. Sailor's door is always open to answer any questions that you may have. So, Superintendent of Estill County Schools, Mr. Jeff Sailor, thank you for taking the time to come in today.
No, thank you, Joe, for giving me the time. And we will be scheduling a couple of public hearings before mm-hmm. the May board meeting. And keep tuned for that, and I'll get you the dates and
Excellent.
Times of where we'll be at. And anybody that has any questions, we welcome them to come out.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, sir, and I'll let you get back to work.
I'll do it.
All righty. Well, we'll take a quick break and be back with more. You're listening to Come On Home. You're listening to Come On Joe with Goosehead Joe, and I got to give another big shout out to Mr. Jeff Sailor from Estill County Board of Education. We talked all about the recallable nickel, and again, I encourage you to go over to the Estill County Schools website, their Facebook, their Twitter. Check out this presentation because it's a good one. It answers a lot of the questions that folks might have. So, go check it out, estill.kyschools.us. Oh, man, good stuff. All right, well, I tell you, I'm in one of those weird sort of moods today, and my kids have been, ripping and roaring. You got the pretty weather going on, and school's starting to wind down a little bit, and, kids are kids. They get excited. So one thing that they are very excited about is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 that's getting ready to hit theaters here pretty soon, in the next few weeks, I'm pretty sure. But the big song, this is a blatant excuse for me to play this. Always been one of my favorites, and it's featured in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. This is Blue Swede with Hooked on a Feeling.
Hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka, hooka chaka, hooka, hooka.
I can't stop this feeling,
hooka, hooka,
deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Blue Swede right there with Hooked on a Feeling. I'm sorry, if Ooga Chaka Ooga Chaka doesn't just get you fired up, I don't know what will. Oh, man. Well, let's do another one here real quick. I tell you what, how about some Buffalo Wobs? Because you really can't go wrong. I got to give the obligatory shout out to Miss Lindsay Rogers, who turned me on to the Wobs, and so many other great artists that I'm able to play for you right here on the radio. And while I'm at it, I'll go ahead and remind you, if you like some of these real music tunes that I play, if you're a regular listener to my show, and this is the only time that you tune in, there's plenty of other opportunities during the week. Man, if you're up in the morning, you're getting ready, or maybe you're already on your way to work, tune in to Kip in the Morning, and he's always spinning some awesome tunes for you. And then every afternoon, starting at 3 o'clock, you've got Rolling with Nolan, with Miss Chelsea Nolan, and she does an awesome job as well. And they're playing you all of the good stuff if you like what I play on here, you're going to love what they play, because they know way more good stuff than I do. But right now, I'll do some Buffalo Wobs for you. Here is You Know the Rest.
Talking about a burning bush, he said, this is how it's gonna be. He's scared to death, you know the rest. Well, Columbus sailed the ocean. Boys, I'm looking for India, but America will do. He sailed to the west, and you know the rest. David Crockett went down to Texas. Fight the Alamo. Yeah, no, well, Travis never told him that Texas, Mexico, it was a bloody mess. You know the rest. Went to the crossroads, he had a guitar in his hand. Well, the devil, he had him one too, and he said, this is what you do, man. You could be the best, y'all know the rest. This song ain't got no reason. Yeah, this song barely rhymes, but it comes to me late at night and it wakes me up sometime. I can't get no rest. You know the rest.
You're listening to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. We're doing a few tunes for you to finish out today's show. And let's see. Let's do some Josh Nolan. I've got one that he did recording right here in the studio, sitting across the table from me here. This is my favorite Josh Nolan song. This is a live performance of Lobergrud Revival.
Thank you. swallowed up in Dusty's jacket. Pair of high tops and rolled up khakis. Sprawled out on a curb, waiting for a ride. With a shot out, streetlights shining. She should have no trouble finding all the missing pieces to her mind. Well, if she doesn't show up soon, she'll end up by that hot July moon till it decides to put an end to the night. She's down at the Lover Grove revival. Pull on your boots and grab your Bible. You won't know until you've tried your hand. You won't ever go home. Not going out to town tonight. Gonna go out and try to find a new light on things. Just I've got so much on my mind. Well, there's no place quiet to go. You're already out and your folks are home. Well, there's always something you can find. Everybody's got a home at the Lover Grove revival. Pull on your boots and grab your Bible. You won't know until you've tried your hand tonight. You won't ever go home. You won't ever go home. You won't ever go home. Never go home from the Lover Grove.
This is a song I wrote from a lady. It's called The Honky Tonk Flame. I was out of my mind the first night we met. I was feeling lonely and blue. I just moved to the country to get me some rest. The city can put a hurting on you, especially a fella from Eastern Kentucky without a penny or worth to his name, wasting his life on a burning desire and chasing that honky-tonk flame. You were soft on the eyes and a hem on the hearing, leaving me helpless lines to get you to listen to the way I was feeling, the plans that I made for our night. Hold on now, buddy, won't you wait up a minute? You're mistaken if you think I'm the same. Them skirts you've been chasing and running around with, chasing that honky tonk flame. I'm a woman with love so true. The truth of the matter, I give it to you. You just got to slow down. Quit acting that way. Burning your barn in this honky tonk flame. to the touch and a touch for the taking. The minute I learned how to breathe, finally found out that the love of a woman who loved me was all that I'd need. Still on the road, cause I ain't good for nothing except writing the songs that I sing. Beating them strings like they're owing me money and chasing that honky-tonk flame. But I got me a woman with love so true, darling to me, but that's Mrs. to you. And I just had to slow down, quit acting insane, burning my barn in this honky-tonk flame.
Songs to myself, drop a needle on a 33 and spin the night around. Spend my day at the record store trying to find a tune, something that'll take me away somewhere I can catch a groove. Something worth listening to. Don't drag me down, I've got some digging to do. Think I'll put a record on and sing a couple songs to myself. Drop a needle on a 33 and spin the night around. Spin the night around. Spin the night around. Whoa.
this morning with nothing on my mind. Nothing's all I'm looking for, nothing's all I'll find. I've been happy here for now on 40 years. Here I have no one to hate, have no one to fear. And it's just the way of life so easy to find. But it won't be on maps to make if you can't buy it on time.
Right, there was some classic Goose Creek Symphony for you right there. And I tell you what, I'd like to do one right now that I get so fired up every time I hear this song, especially live, that I just about rammed my head through the wall. I'm going to do a little Geno Seal for you right now. This one's called Till Death Do Us Part.
They sweat, my knees they shake, my voice, my heart, they tend to break when I can't convey the love I feel inside. And all I've wanted all along is to do my best to sing you a song and help you forget or remember it all for a while. So I write and play my silly songs and hope that you will sing along and maybe take a line to keep forever. Fake big words, fancy phrase, depth and meaning there in space. The truth is, there about love, always and forever. Well, there's Tyler, John R., and John Prine too. Guy Towns and Tom Waits, to name a few. I can't write you a song like them. I ain't even gonna try. But I can write you a song with all of me and bear my all for all to see and give you a glimpse to these stories that I call my life. In my mind I'm picking fancy runs with horns and keys and tasteful drums, when really G, C, D. Paint you a picture with words on a page. Who knows if they'll fall or stand for an age. Keep scribbling, keep strumming, keep singing, and just wait to see.
Gino, to finish out today's show, we've just about come to the end of this week's Come On Home. I need to say another huge thank you to Mr. Jeff Saylor, superintendent of Estill County Schools, who I have to say, I mean, the dude gets excited. He is passionate. There's no doubt about that. He definitely is in this for the kids of Estill County, and you can hear it in his voice. He gets excited. I was laughing talking about how he sounds like he needs a mic to drop all the time, because he just kind of finishes these phrases on a high note, and you know, it just feels like it. He's going to drop the mic and walk away. But definitely, I want to remind you one more time, especially if you haven't caught most of the show. If you'd like to know more about the recallable nickel proposal on the table for Estill County Schools, head over to their website. It's estill.kyschools.us. You can also find Estill County Board of Education on Facebook. You can look them up on the Twitter, I don't know. I'm not sure what all else they have, but if you get much beyond that, then you're way beyond me. Anyhow, make sure and look that up. It's a good presentation, and it will answer a lot of the questions that you may have. I need to go ahead and put this on your radar if it's not already. River City Players is presenting Aunt Maggity's Dark and Stormy Night. That's coming up next weekend. That is next weekend, isn't it? Man, okay. So Friday, April 21st, and Sunday, April 23rd. On Friday night, it starts at 7, and on Sunday, it starts at 3. Gates open a half hour before, and I believe I've got this right. Ages 7 and up, it's $10 to get in. So that they always put on an outstanding show, so I encourage you to go check them out. And also, they've got a Save the Mac fundraiser going on right now. You can head up to the Ravenna Florist and Greenhouse and see it is really cool. Yeah, I can't describe this, so you'll understand how pretty this is. It's a yo-yo quilt that was all handmade by ladies here right in Estill County. They're selling shares on that quilt for $1 a piece, or 6 for $5. You can buy those at Ravenna Florist and Greenhouse, or at Raiders River Grill, or any RCP board members. You can call Bobby Carroll at 723-2254, or Susan Hawkins at 723-5755. Stop by the greenhouse in Ravenna to take a look at it, because that's where they have it. But I guess this is the end of the show for me. Please stay tuned for Rolling with Nolan. She always does a great job DJing you home from work. So as for me, I am out of here. And please, 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 in the week to come, be kind to yourself and be kind to one another. Have a good one, everybody.
How could life be so cold? Where did all the water go that my boat was floating on yesterday? Has my ship run aground, or have I finally found that the ocean I was on was just a bay? And as I stand here on the shore, I can hear the ocean roar. The tide's gone out, I'm stranded on my own. Not a love, not a friend, but on God I can depend to show me the light and safely lead me home. And I'll sing those old songs again, and I'll thank the Lord for every place I've been. And I'll start my life anew some sweet day, singing praise the Lord for showing me the way. Singing praise the Lord for showing me the way.